Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, November 21st. Happy 52nd birthday to baseball legend Ken Griffey Jr. I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories presented by Fernbank Museum. Gwinnett police arrested a Lawrenceville man accused of multiple hit and runs on the same day. Two people were arrested at a Gwinnett school board meeting Thursday night. Delta Community's Financial Education Center earned a national honor. Gwinnett schools are giving full-time employees one-time $1,000 bonuses. Buford City School Superintendent Robert Downs will retire in June of 2022. And finally, Senator Clint Dixon picked to lead the Senate Study Committee looking at nonpartisan school boards.
Unearth a 200-million-year-old secret at Fernbank Museum, the mystery of Antarctic dinosaurs. A new exhibit and film uncover the secrets of prehistoric Antarctica, showcasing real fossils, dioramas, expedition gear, and dinosaurs so cool, they're frozen. Get your tickets at fernbankmuseum.org.
A 20-year-old Lawrenceville man was arrested by Gwinnett County Police on felony charges for causing multiple hit-and-run accidents on the same day, injuring two people. Landon Jerome Alex was arrested during a single-vehicle accident. Following an investigation of several hit-and-runs, additional felony charges were obtained. It started on November 8th, just after 7:40 p.m., when Gwinnett Police were called to a hit-and-run accident at Buttercup Trail. A 69-year-old female from Lawrenceville was hit by a car in her driveway as she was about to walk her dog. The vehicle fled the scene after hitting the woman, who suffered multiple injuries including a fractured femur bone. Then, just after 7:50 p.m., Gwinnett police were dispatched to another hit-and-run on Oakland Point Street, which is approximately 6 minutes from the first location. At that site, a car hit a 42-year-old man from Lawrenceville as he walked his dog in his driveway. The vehicle fled the scene after hitting the man, who suffered multiple injuries including broken bones in his leg. Shortly after 8:25 p.m., the Gwinnett police were called to yet another hit-and-run on North Oak Drive, which is about a minute away from the second location. There, a 49-year-old man was sideswiped after attempting to reverse his car into his driveway. The vehicle hit the man's car and then left the scene. Around 8:35 p.m., a 34-year-old man flagged down Gwinnett police officers on Club Lakes Parkway. The man said he was walking his dog when a man exited a vehicle and charged at him. About 10 minutes later, shortly after 8:45 p.m., Gwinnett police were dispatched to a single-vehicle accident on Club Drive and Shackleford Road involving a silver Toyota Yaris. The driver removed his pants after the single-car accident and fled the scene on foot. After being arrested following an investigation, Alex was identified as the driver of the previous accidents and citizens' complaints. All incidents occurred within minutes of each other. He's charged with 5 counts of felony aggravated assault, 2 counts of felony aggravated battery, 2 counts of felony hit-and-run serious injury, and 1 count of hit-and-run. The case is still ongoing investigation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was in America. I'm sorry.
Gwinnett County Public Schools police arrested two women in separate events at the county school board meeting Thursday night as the district operated a new security area for the first time at a board meeting. Snowville resident Karen Perkle and Swanee resident Brenda Stewart were arrested at a security screening area outside the board meeting chambers. That standoff ultimately resulted in the meeting ending early. It also resulted in a no trespassing warning against Ms. Perkle. There were 2 reports related to Ms. Perkle's arrest and 2 related to Stewart's arrest that were filed by the GCPS police that were sent to the Daily Post on Friday. In one of the reports on Perkle's arrest, she was allegedly attempting to force her way past other officers in an attempt to enter the boardroom. The report states the criminal trespass warning was issued on October 29th and that Perkle was barred from entering the Instructional Support Center, where board meetings are held, for 12 months. Meanwhile, Stewart was arrested and charged with willful obstruction of law enforcement officers after she got into a scuffle with a police officer at the metal detector that all attendees were required to go through before they could enter the meeting chambers. Delta Community Credit Union, Georgia's largest credit union, has been recognized by the Credit Union National Association for the outstanding educational opportunities delivered through its Financial Education Center. The comprehensive program offers a wide array of free on-site and virtual financial workshops, online courses, and other resources. CUNA presented Delta Community with the 2021 Desjardins Award for Adult Financial Education. The award honors U.S. credit unions that demonstrate leadership in financial literacy education and initiatives. The Delta Community Financial Education Center provides a single online channel with course details, an events calendar, and the convenient registration process so consumers may access in-person and virtual workshops and online courses that meet their specific needs. Gwinnett County Public School teachers and many other employees of the system will get a Christmas present from the district in December. The county school board voted Thursday night to approve one-time $1,000 bonuses for all active, benefits-eligible full-time employees of the district. District officials said the bonuses, officially called a salary adjustment, will be paid in one lump sum on employees' monthly paycheck in December. There are 21,500 GCPS employees who qualify to receive the bonuses, including teachers, administrators, and support personnel. The salary adjustments are expected to cost the school system about $21.5 million to pay out. The district stressed that the salary adjustments are a one-time payment only, and that Thursday's decision does not commit any funding from future GCPS budgets.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-NOW. Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh?
100% probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to time limit.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leak.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Beaufort County School Superintendent Robert Downs announced on Thursday that he will retire at the end of the 2021-2022 school year after more than three decades in education. Superintendent Downs' plan is to officially retire on June 30th of 2022, giving the Beaufort School Board just over 7 months to search for and hire a new chief for the district. The Beaufort School Board is expected to begin discussions on process for finding a replacement in the upcoming months. Superintendent Downs has worked in education for 32 years and has served as Beaufort City Schools superintendent since January of 2019. He replaced former Beaufort Superintendent Gay Hamby, who resigned in 2018. He graduated from the University of Georgia and worked at both the middle and high school levels before moving into district-level administration. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan announced on Thursday that State Senator Clint Dixon will lead a study committee looking into nonpartisan school boards, building off legislation Dixon tried to push through this month targeting the Gwinnett County Board of Education. Senator Dixon pulled his bill targeting Gwinnett, Senate Bill 5EX, for conversion to nonpartisan elections earlier this week. He announced at the time, however, that he would be shifting to instead look at partisan school boards across Georgia. The idea behind creating a study committee on nonpartisan school boards is to look at what the appetite will be for converting all school boards in Georgia that have partisan elections in November to a format where their members are elected in nonpartisan elections in the spring. The study committee's work will likely generate a lot of interest and scrutiny after Dixon's bill targeting the Gwinnett School generated a lot of buzz, including a large amount of controversy over the way the bill was written and introduced in the state Senate. He did not consult Gwinnett County Public Schools officials, the county school board, or the Democrats who make up the majority of the Gwinnett legislative delegation before he filed SB 5EX. Similarly, he did not consult his Democratic colleagues in the delegation or officials in the county government on another bill designed to expand the county commission. Senator Dixon previously told the Daily Post that he planned to hold at least two hearings on the matter, including one at the state capitol and another in Gwinnett County.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in four simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.